Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Yes, that Jim Blasingame. I know I just sound different today because I've got this little hoarse voice, but I'll remind you that it doesn't hurt. It's just a little case of laryngitis, just a slight case. I'm calling it anywhere from 60 to 63% of a case of laryngitis, I'll be better. I'm better today than I was yesterday. And I did the show, and I'll be a little better tomorrow because I got some good drugs working for me here. And so we're in good shape. We just sound a little different today. Thank you for staying with me and bearing with me under this. But as I said before, I can't encourage you to show up and persevere if I don't practice what I preach. And if you've known me for very long, you know that that's what I do. And, of course, you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And we interview people like Linda Ireland, really smart people. Linda is a member of our Brain Trust. She's a business owner just like you and me, co-owner and partner of Avius, which is a company that helps businesses like yours and mine all over the world put their best foot forward in the marketplace through their financial resources and dealing with customers. She makes an excellent point. You can't disconnect those two. And she's the author of Domino. She's our good friend, Linda Ireland. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. It's great to be here today.
It's good to have you back. Linda, I like the way you point out that there's no disconnect between capitalizing your company and connecting with your customers. Talk to us about that.
You know, it's one of those things that seems like common sense, but in reality it's hard in practice. I actually had a leader say to me several months ago, "Linda, I'm not sure how much customer experience I can afford." And kind of gave me pause.
What an interesting way to say that.
Isn't it an interesting way to say it? You know, if you think about, we've had conversations before with your listeners about customer experience and that, you know, every experience starts with a person who's got a need or a problem or desire that they'd trade some money to have solved. And how good that experience is a measure of how well you solve that problem and whether or not you did and how well you did it. And fundamentally, solving problems for customers is what drives financial performance for your business.
Well, there's no question about it. And, you know, I've been writing and talking a lot lately about that. Really, the answer to his question is very simple. You just ask customers what they want and give it to them.
Absolutely. You know,
I know you might say, they're going to want to talk to Santa Claus. Well, you know what? I think if you really have a good dialogue with customers and you talk to them about what makes business sense for you to serve them and what they need, and you talk about it back and forth, you know, I mean, they're business people. They know they've got customers. They know they can't give the store away. And you just have a conversation with them. And the beauty to me, and I know you work with a lot of technology companies, Linda, the beauty today is those connection solutions are getting easier and cheaper all the time, aren't they?
Absolutely. You know, your question triggers for me a what if. And, you know, we get caught in thinking about what if customers asked us for the moon and or Santa Claus, as you said, and we can't deliver that. But what if we ask customers about what they need solved? You know, what's the problem that we fundamentally solve for them?
Might
not have even good answers for, you know, what the product should look like. I dare say that when Apple created the first iPod that it's not likely that any of their customers said, you know, I want a device with no buttons on
right.
it whatsoever that I use with my thumb. But if you could say that I want a better way to experience music on the go and I want to look hip doing it, that opens up a whole world of possibilities. So the real key to get close to your customers and drive that financial performance you're looking for is to think about how many problems you can solve. And what you solve is more important than what you sell.
You know, one thing you can do is just ask them where the pain is.
Exactly.
And you're right. I think you make an excellent point when you said what you said a minute ago. If you ask them what they want And to me, asking what they want is not the same thing as asking them what they need. I'd rather deal with what they want than what they need, because what they need is a commodity. What they want is customization, and that they'll pay more for that. So I'd rather spend time in that world. But ask them what they want and where their pain is, and then you have, and if you do that with the answer they give you, you're the one in charge of the construction of that solution, aren't you?
It really establishes that mutual self-interest with customers you were talking about before. And it's the reason why there is no conflict, if you will, or trade-off between profits and customer experience.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're solving a need that is important to someone, and a lot of people have that need, you're already in a place where you're offering something of value, you're not going to get commoditized, and customers will pay you back in both initial sales as well as loyalty.
Well, and you know, you said that guy who asked the question at the beginning, I'm not sure how much of the customer service I can afford. I mean, I remember I used to be in the cattle business years ago. I was a young kid and I was trying to buy a bull, and I was talking to a guy who knew a lot more about it than I did. And I said, how much do you think I should, how good a bull do you think I should buy? And he said, well, let me put it this way. A good bull is 50% of your herd quality. He said, a bad bull is 100% of your herd quality. And so, you know, good customer service is 50% of your business. Bad customer service or inadequate customer service is 100% of your business.
Well, here's another way to look at it. If you knew what problem you were trying to solve for your customers as opposed to what you were selling, if you concentrated on the need, on what you're solving,
mm-hmm.
and it gives you a really great meter to know how much is too much to invest.
Yeah.
In other words, you know, the people who buy from JetBlue, for example, you know, they are looking for basics, no frills, get me from point A to point B at a really reasonable cost. They aren't looking for luxury travel. And so investments in, you know, the moon from a customer service perspective,
right,
would be wasted at JetBlue.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a situation where more is always better, but using the need you're trying to solve for your customers as the meter to decide how much is enough and to make sure that you do enough.
I know one thing. You and me deciding what our customers need is not going to be as good, a big a winner as asking them what they need and giving them that. Or what they want, or where their pain is. Hold on to that thought. Linda Ireland is going to be back with us after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Bringing us back 23 after. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, the horse one today. Tomorrow will be better. Today's better than yesterday. I can, even every minute that goes by, I can tell I'm getting just a little bit better. And maybe you can too. Thanks for bearing with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And check out my blog while you're there too. Lots of other stuff there. Listen, read, ask questions. And you got 15 seconds or 15 minutes. We got something you can do there. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Linda Ireland is our guest, folks. She's the author of Domino, an outstanding book on taking care of customers and accomplishing your financial requirements at the same time. She's the co-founder of Avius LLC. Linda, tell us how we can find you and your book.
You can find Avius at Avius, A-V as in Victor, EUS.com. And you can find my blog and a bunch of information and some tools and resources to explore about using customer experience to drive financial performance at a website called customerexperienceforprofit.com or ceforprofit.com.
Right. So folks, check that out and check, be sure to look up Linda's book. I think it's a unique approach to capitalizing your business and taking care of your customers. And Linda and I are complete agreement on that, that it's not either or, it's both and. The two are joined at the hip. You know, Linda, when I talk to people starting businesses, they want to, you know, the first thing they want to do is go get funding, right? I hope folks, you could hear a little sarcasm in my voice when I said they want to go get funding. You know, funding is fine, but you know what I tell them, Linda? I say, let me tell you something. The best funding in the world comes from your customers. There is no better funding than from customers.
Well, and I'll tell you, as a business owner, that there is no better reward than knowing that you self-funded your business, meaning that your customers partnered with you to fund your business growth.
Anybody who's ever bootstrapped a business, as I have, and you probably have too, knows about that. Now, that's not to say that I never used any debt or, you know, I never had any funding. It just means that you know, right out of the box before you've ever sold anything, funding is not, to me, is a very, you know, there are very few companies that can actually pull that off. What do you think?
Well, I think, you know, I tell you what, I'm an investor. I belong to an angel fund that actually invests in women-owned and women-led businesses.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, the things that I look at are a combination of the strategy, the management team, and fundamentally kind of what I'll call the business model. And what I mean by that is just a simple question to the answer to the question of how are we going to make money? And I really look at what can happen in the first year. And the conversation we were having before the break regarding understanding what need you solve for customers,
mm-hmm.
how that's going to make money for your business, whether you need funding or not, those two questions are so fundamental to the future success of your business that they're just really great top-of-mind questions for any business owner.
Absolutely. These are very important that you pay attention to this. But talk to us some more about how you connect capitalizing your business with customer service, customer care.
Well, you know, we talk, you know, what our clients at Avius tell us we're really good at is finding money in the performance chain of a business while strengthening the customer experience. And what I mean by performance chain is think about all the things and people and ideas that have to move from the moment you have demand until you have cash in the bank. I call that your performance chain. And we're really good at looking at that as a system and kind of saying, what really is going to drive profitable demand or strengthen the customer experience? And then let's just go in and turn those knobs.
And for a small business, which is the same thing as saying an undercapitalized business, you've got to think of that chain as being wrapped around a clock, because time is not your friend, is it?
Absolutely. And the other thing that it's really helpful to do is to use that idea of thinking about what is it that's going to make a difference to sustainable growth? How many problems can I solve for customers? Because that helps a smaller growing business decide what to do and what not to do. Because as we all know, you know, you feel like you got to do it all every day, and every day feels like a trade-off. And if you were really crisp and clear about what you were solving for your customers, and you knew that that was what's going to drive financial reward for your business, it gives you a lot of clarity about what to let go of.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot of inefficiency that a lot of people are experiencing right now that's just eating up their cash, eating up their profit, and eating up their performance with customers.
Absolutely. You know, Jim, you have mentioned something else a couple of times that has really triggered an interesting thought for me, and that's this notion of customer service or customer care versus customer experience.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed that people use those two terms interchangeably. Have you noticed that?
Absolutely. Well, customer care, exactly. You go ahead.
Well, I've just been in lots of conversations with folks on this very topic, and they usually spark some pretty emotional dialogues. Some people feel that they are the same thing, and others think that the customer experience is something bigger, that service is an important part of, but sits inside of. So here's the subject.
Hold on. You know what? We've run out of time, Linda. But will you come back next time? Can we just talk about that? Let's get you back real soon, because this is a very important topic. It's one that I talk about a lot, because I call it, it's part of the age of the customer. But let's really break that down when you come back next time.
Time always goes fast with
it
you.
It does when you're having fun. Linda, give us the website again quickly, please.
www.avius.com.
All right, avius.com. Check it out. Linda Ireland, the book is called Domino. Check it out wherever books are sold. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.